إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد I welcome all of you And we continue, inshallah ta'ala, reading from this very important topic, عشرة أسباب للوقاية من السحر والعين. 10 means that protect you from magic and evil eye. By our noble Shaykh, Dr. عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. This is part number three, إن شاء الله تعالى. السبب الثاني. Who remind us of the سبب الأول? Before we go to the second mean from the means that protect us from the evil eye, from magic and the like. Someone to remind me, what was the first thing we should do? Naam. Ay naam. That you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from magic and the magicians and from the evil eye and the enviers and the like, unlike this. Meaning you ask Allah to protect you. Because the protection comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask Allah for protection. Inam. Because the magicians, the evil eye, they bring pain, bring sufferances. A lot of people are suffered because of magic. Naam, it's very painful. Likewise, the evil eye is painful. People, subhanAllah, that magic changed the people's lives. And even the Prophet ﷺ, he was afflicted by this. So this is real. It's not something that it's happening somewhere. Or this is like a history. No, it's happening. And alhamdulillah for Islam, it teaches us how to protect ourselves. You cannot wear a jacket and it protect you from magic. And a jacket may protect you from rain, from cold. Alright? A vest may protect you from something. But these are the things that protect from evil. First of all, you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aynam. You seek refuge with Allah and constantly ask Allah for protection. Aynam. Along with others. As-sababu thani, taqwa Allah azza wa jal. Aynam. The second of these 10 means that protect us, inshallah ta'ala, by Allah's leave, from magic and from evil eye and the like and the hasad, is taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Taqwa. فَيَحْرِسَ الْعَبْدُ فِي كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ عَلَى تَحْقِيقِ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. So a servant is constantly putting this as a priority. This as a priority is to be from the muttaqin, to achieve the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ بِلِدِّعَاء وَإِنَّمَا بِالْقِيَامِ بِحَقِيقَةِ التَّقْوَى. Not just as a claim, oh taqwa, but by actually acting in accordance to the meaning and to the definition of taqwa and the reality of taqwa. وما هي هذه الحقيقة؟ حقيقة تقوى الله عز وجل. And what is the reality of taqwa? It's not just persons say, oh, may Allah, because we make dua, may Allah make us from the muttaqeen, may Allah make us from those who have taqwa, alhamdulillah, ittaqillah, may Allah make us from the muttaqoon. But there is a reality. Okay, not just claim, not just statements. حقيقة التقوى حفظ أوامر الله ونواهيه. The taqwa is that you preserve the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You preserve the commands of Allah by acting upon them. Because keep in mind, Allah commands us only with that which is good for us. Allah doesn't need us. Like a human being, you work for somebody, yes, they may give you good pay and good benefits, but they benefit from you. If you don't show up for work, business is going to go bad. But it's not the case for us. Allah commands us only with that which is good for us and beneficial only for us. If the people don't worship Allah and don't act upon this command, that's not going to have no effects on the universe at all. The sun is still going to come from the east. Alright? And the skies, they're still going to stay where they are. They're not going to fall down because people don't worship Allah. Alright? And the water is going to still come fresh, not contaminated. And the birds still going to live and still going to eat and be maintained. You see, and more of that, we, even those who disobey Allah, they still, out of Allah's generosity and His mercy and His compassionate, that they still gonna see, Allah allow them to see and to hear and to continue to benefit from their intellect, to continue to breathe and to eat, even though they do not worship Him and they don't give thanks to Him. So the reality of the taqwa is to act upon the commands of Allah and to stay away from the prohibitions. Anything that Allah commands in His book, Al-Quran, or in the sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we act upon them to the best of our abilities. Because Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah to the best of your abilities. And also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَمَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, any command I command you and I order you, act upon it according to your ability. For instance, we are commanded to pray standing. But if someone cannot stand, then they sit. They sit and they pray, it's okay. We are commanded to fast in Ramadan. Sick people, elderly, pregnant women, nursing women cannot fast, they don't fast. So you do to the best of your ability. But if we are commanded to stay away from something, we should stay away from it immediately. We don't stay away from it to the best of our abilities. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say that. He didn't say stay away from it to the best of your ability. Because this irrelevant. It doesn't involve no ability, all right, to stay away from something. Just turn away and leave it behind you. Climbing a mountain or just decide to go back home, that's two different things. To climb a mountain, it demands what? Efforts. You gotta be able. That's why you find the people, they start like big crowd climbing the mountain. Why? Because there is a big prize up. But the more you climb, the more you find yourself alone. A lot of people quit. People quit. I know, they cannot take it. But if you have the prize up there and you know why you're climbing, some people they just climbing because people are doing it. Something they say just for diet. That's why some people, they just fast because, diet, lose some weight, and they end up gaining weight. Because in the night, they eat a lot. But there are people who, it doesn't matter, Ramadan comes in a summer, come in the winter, long hours or nothing, they enjoy fasting. Why? Because they know the price. The great reward that Allah gives for those who fast. That's just an example. And also, anything that Allah commands us in His book or in the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay away from, we stay away from. May Allah make us from those. Ameen. وقال طلق بن حبيب رحمه الله عندما سئل عن حقيقة التقوى قال تقوى الله أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله وأن تترك معصية الله على نور من الله تخاف عقاب الله. هذه حقيقة التقوى. And then he mentioned The Sheikh, a definition of a taqwa, one of the most beautiful definitions of taqwa. Because the ulama, they define and give different definitions to taqwa. But this is one of the most eloquent and the most precise and comprehensive definition of the taqwa by one of the scholars of the past, of the Salaf. His name, Talq ibn Habib. When he was asked about taqwa, what is taqwa? Sif lana taqwa. Describe this taqwa for us. He says, taqwa is that if somebody wants to know, is he upon taqwa or not? What this person should do? Look at his skin? Or was this because of the skin color, oh, he has to be on taqwa? Or just because he speaks Arabic, he has to be upon taqwa? Or he memorized Quran? Now listen to taqwa. The real meaning of taqwa is, he says, that you act upon obedience of Allah. Upon obedience of Allah. So you be upon obedience, upon light from Allah, and that light is knowledge, beneficial knowledge. Upon a light from Allah, why you do this? Seeking the reward of Allah. The reward that Allah has for those who are obedient to Him. Likewise, taqwa, while you're acting upon obedience of Allah, you stay away from the sins. You leave off sins and disobedience upon light. Not like, because people, they leave sins for different reasons. Some people, they leave the sin because they're afraid. Some people, they leave the sin because they just cannot do it. They don't have the money and the power to do it. Now, you leave the sin, even though you're able to do it, but why you leave it? Because you're commanded to stay away from it. Okay? Not like someone, he's going to do something evil and he caught up in a traffic. He got stuck in a traffic, oh, that's why he didn't do it. Got a flat tire, that's why he didn't make it on time. No. You gotta leave the sin because it is a sin upon knowledge, because you know this is something that is evil and Allah commands to stay away from. Why are you doing it? Afraid of the people? Afraid of something? No, afraid, being afraid of the consequences. The punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for such a sin. Who can repeat the definition of Talq ibn Habib? Naam. Taqwa Allah an ta'mala bi ta'ati Allah على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله وأن تترك معصية الله على نور من الله تخاف عقاب الله أحسنت good English نعم
Taqwa is that you act upon obedience of Allah by seeking the reward from Allah.
Upon knowledge. Upon a light from Allah, which is knowledge. Not just act upon taqwa any way, according to someone's traditions or tribalism or what he thinks is taqwa. No, upon knowledge. From the deen of Allah, seeking the reward of Allah. That's what you do. Not try to be a taqwa for dunya, or for show off, or for riya, you see? Or to be praised by the people. Now, for Allah, because you don't care what the people said about you. You're not doing it for them, to please them. You're doing it, you're not showing off. You're doing it because Allah has a great reward, as the Sheikh is going to mention, for those who have taqwa. Naam? Muhammad?
Taqwa is...
I continue this.
Oh, okay.
He gave the half. What is
that? Staying away from the prohibitions of Allah, following the light of Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah.
أحسنت هو كذلك. نعم جزاكم الله خيرا. طيب. قال هذه حقيقة التقوى. This is the reality of taqwa. حفظ الله في أمره ونهيه. Yes, you preserve Allah's commands by acting upon the commands to the best of your ability and to stay away from the prohibitions. بأن تعرف الأمر وتعرف النهي فتحافظ على الأمر وتجتنب النهي. This is taqwa. when you try your best and you be diligent in learning what Allah commands you. These are the questions. What I am commanded to do? Like the Sahabi who came and asked the Prophet ﷺ, what is upon me, O Messenger of Allah? What is upon me to do? Same thing, you need to know, what is upon you to do? What are the commands? Allah commands us with things. What are they? So we can fulfill them. And also to know the prohibitions, so they can stay away from them. وَتُجَاهِدْ نَفْسَكَ عَلَى تَحْقِيقِ التَّقْوَى. And this is not going to be easy, because we're human beings, the soul, temptations, invitations of the shayateen, the environment, and many things your soul wants, they all do this, it's okay, you're still young, everybody's doing it, so why, ain't nothing going to happen to you. It's okay, you're still young, yes, you can do it, ain't nobody around, you see? But that's why you have to, this is a fight, you have to fight. These whispers, none is safe from them except from those that Allah has mercy on them. As a human being, you live in this life, shaitan is not going to leave you alone. It's not going to leave us alone. Just do it, man. Come on, it's okay. Ain't nothing big deal. It's okay, mashallah. You have to have some fun. Hey, fun. Disobeying Allah is fun. Shaitan is going to paint it for you, man, in the color you like. You see? That rotten cake, put a nice icing on it. You still want a slice of it? No. But this is who we are as a human being. That's why the Shaykh says, very important. These are very important advices for us. He says, that's why you have to have a, you have to be strong. It's going to be a fight. That's what it is. It's a test. Alright? Ain't no knockout in this one, man. Can't knock out the shaitan in the second round. You just have to follow this. You cannot get rid of the shaitan. Because Allah grants him that request. Nobody can kill shaitan. If somebody comes to you, oh, shaitan, I kill him, guys. That's it. Nah. Shaitan is around. And he has so many helpers. That's the thing. He's not alone. So many helpers. This evil. Nobody can tell you, look, there is no evil. That's it. By tomorrow, all the evil vanish. If Allah wants to do that. If Allah wants to take away the evil. But that evil is there for as a test. Alright? So what are you going to do? Are you going to stop and look at it? Or are you going to keep going and you keep your eyes on the prize? You see, like that. You're on a road, you're on a path, you got finish line, huh? But you're not going to like people partying on the right, people playing games on the left, people eating over here, and you stop a runner who's running a marathon, huh? Why is he running? For one thing, let me ask you a question. Why did they are running? Why? Those athletes, why are they running? Huh? For a prize. A prize. Hey, now. That's included in the prize. Because the P is right there. Huh? Prize reputation. So inside, so it's included. I don't know if that's... Can you imagine if somebody just tell the people, hey, make announcement, come, marathon, they all show up, and then it's like, run! They run? If you're there, you run? Huh? Huh? Hey, you want to know what you're running for? What's in it for the winner? And how long you run? You know, if they tell you just run, there's nothing in there. People are not going to run. Okay? Or if they tell them just keep running, we don't know when it's going to end. They're not going to run either. They tell them, look, it's 10 kilometers. Alright? And the prize is $1 million. Huh?
Michael Johnson ran 150 meters for $1 million.
Yeah, people, they do that. They give that money. I don't know why, but Allah musta'an. This is from dunya. And then people, they start running. But that person, is he really? He's running. Huh? And then he see people like those who came to cheer for the runners. But they have a nice barbecue. Does he stop and get a burger? Huh? Why not? Because the prize is bigger than the burger. But on a normal circumstances, a normal person who's just jogging or just like walking in a park and he see people cooking out and they invite him, hey, you want some? What he will do?
He's
he will stop. Why? Because he got nothing ahead of him. But this man, he got a prize. He's going to like, let somebody beat him to it for a burger? So we're going to let somebody knock us out from the path of the Jannah because for something else? Anything, ya akhwan, that we see in this life and you like it and you really want it, whatever, women, whatever, glamour, whatever, money, dunya, Jannah is better. Jannah is better. So whenever you look at something in this life that is prohibited for you to get, you cannot get it because you don't have the lawful means, what you do? Say, hey, Jannah is better. And if as long as you keep your eyes on the prize, you're going to like decline and reject all those invitations. Right or wrong? Yeah, but sometimes when we don't, that's why knowledge is important. The more you, if you're constantly learning and constantly receiving these admonitions, that's what increases in iman. And that's what makes us strongest to fight the enemy. Now, the shaitan is real and he's serious. He's focused. Now, he don't play no games. So we shouldn't be playing games. And make his job easy. Whenever he turned an invitation, we just, oh, see you there. Nah, throw it and piss it. Throw it in him. I'm not going there. Ayna'am, barakallah. Well, it's easy to be said, right? Done. May Allah assist us and protect us so that we can overcome these weaknesses. Ayna'am. So taqwa is very important. It says you have to strive. You have to fight. It's not going to be easy. You've got many temptations. This from here, from there. You have to duck from here. You got to slow down. You got to slow down. You got to go through certain things. But as long as you stay on the path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 128, he says, the good end is for who? Al-Muttaqun. He didn't say for the Arab. He didn't say for black people. He didn't say for white people. He didn't say for rich people. Yeah, the rich people may think, oh, now we got it. So we have it in here the way we want it. Of course, we're going to get it up there the way we want it too. No, it's wrong. It's not about money. It's not about your color. It's not about what country you come from. It's about your heart. You gotta follow the means and be on the path that lead to the pleasure of Allah. Verse 128 in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7. Now, فأهل التقوى هم أهل العواقب الحميدة والمآلة السعيدة والراحة والطمأنينة والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. Sheikh says, only those who fulfill the taqwa, the reality of taqwa, not claim taqwa. Those who act upon its reality, in the real, upon the taqwa, in a real term, in a real sense, they are the people who will have these good ends. In Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will be among the successful. They will be among those who are happy in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah make us from them. Ameen. But also in this life, Allah guarantees for them a life that is pure, a life of tranquility, serenity, peace of mind. In this life, taqwa brings you peace. People going through it, the muttaqi is like he lives in another land. People going through a lot of fitan and trials and problems, he's happy. He's like he doesn't live here. Why? Because he's focused. Nothing. Things happen to him, around him, he's like, Alhamdulillah. And he keep remembering Allah, focus on what he's supposed to do and that which he was created for, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى فِي سُورَةِ الطَّلَاقِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. In Surah Al-Talaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever fears Allah. And once again, it's important, it's not just by statements. Whoever fears Allah by acting upon His commands and stay away from His prohibitions, Allah will make a way for him to get him out of every difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And He will provide him from sources he never could imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then Allah will suffice him. You know. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whoever fear Allah, by acting upon the commands and staying away from the prohibitions, Allah will make his affairs easy. Some people, they think that money makes things easy for you. Who you know is gonna put that red carpet ahead of you and flowers. No, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's acting upon his commands and staying away from his prohibitions. People are disobeying Allah, but they're like, no, I got some connections. Connections? Amen. قال فالتيسير وحسن العاقبة صلاح الأمر وسداد الرأي وتحقيق تحقق الخير والبركة كل ذلك من ثمار التقوى. To have a pure life, an easy life, to have happiness, joy, serenity, tranquility, peace of mind in this life, to be rightly guided, is all about taqwa, by acting upon the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, verse 120, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. نعم. In Surah Al-Imran, in the verse 120, but if you remain patient and upon taqwa, not the least harm will their cunning do to you. I mean, whatever they plot against you, those who plot harm against you, well, won't harm you because of Allah's protection, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَلْ يَعْنِي مَهْمَا كَانَ كَيْدُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَضُرُّ. He says, those who plot against you, doesn't matter. If they gather together, make plans, whatever they plan against you will not harm you. Why? You're a superman? Huh? Made out of steel? Who are you? Who is this person that... Abdurrahman. Who is this, okay, I'm going to ask you, Abdurrahman, who is this person that people try to get him from here to harm him? They cannot do it. Why? You see? لماذا? Who knows? Why? Ahsan, because this person, he is protected by who?
Allah.
By Allah. And the Shaykh says, anyone who's under Allah's protection, nobody can harm him. Doesn't matter who the name, yes, big name. Oh, who's coming after him? He's done. See, those who have weak iman, he's done. Right? The one who has iman and taqwa, what he say? Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. Wa ni'mal wakeel. Doesn't... Come on, man. You got to get out of here. They coming. Someone. They coming. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Who said this? Certain people said this to a messenger.
Musa.
People of Musa. The people of Musa. What they said to him? Inna la mudrakun. You see? They were... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to leave Egypt. To leave Egypt, and if you know the geography a little bit, deep, if you live in Egypt, going east towards Jordan and Palestine, what's you gonna encounter? What? Iraq?
Iraq?
What?
Iraq?
Iraq?
You're going
still far
east, right?
No. The Red Sea. There is the Red Sea. You know the Red Sea? Red Sea is right there. That's what, it's a border between Asia and Africa. Alright, separate Asia. So then, they go in, they live in Egypt, because the Pharaoh is in Egypt, the tyrant. So they live in Egypt to go to Shem, to go to where Jordan is now and Palestine. And Tayyip. But then the Pharaoh coming after them with a huge army. So now they find themselves what? Huh? The sea is in front of them. They can't swim. It's a sea. It's not just a river. It's a sea. It takes a couple hours for a boat to pass. And then, who's behind them? Fir'aun and his army. Alright? So what they say, the people, what they say? Inna la mudrakun. What they say? That's it. This is the end. We're done. This is it. That's it. You see? But what Moses says? Kalla, nay. Inna ma'iya rabbi. My Lord is with me. You see? And what happened? Allah protect. So the muttaqi, he doesn't give up. They got us, Ahmed. Zed, they got you. You're upon taqwa. You're going to be tested. You're going to go through certain things. But if you're taqwa, Allah put you out of that. And you have to thank Allah. Some people, Allah take them out and they're like, oh, because I'm skillful. I know the police guy. He's pulled by the police. He's like, man, we're done. I said, no, why are you done, akhi? Why are you so weak? I said, alhamdulillah. Okay? How you doing, officer? Paperwork? Hey, here's paperwork. People, because of their iman, we're in jail. Start calling. Hey, listen, get money, make some phone calls. You gotta bail me out. Who told you they're gonna take him? Oh, why is he so weak? If you're upon taqwa, doesn't matter who's in there. Hey, gentlemen, paperwork? Here's paperwork. Alright. That's it. And you're still remembering Allah, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And then they go, said, give us a minute. Said, take your time, man. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah. Still remembering Allah. Alright? And then the policeman came and say, thank you, sir. Have a good day. Yes, sir. That's it. Alhamdulillah. Or even if they give you a ticket, so what? Out of oppression or whatever. This is dunya. People do oppress one another. You never know. That moment when that police officer stop you, maybe it's good for you. You never know what could happen to you if you keep going. Right or wrong. You never know. You're like, hey, alhamdulillah, I'm doing what I'm supposed to. I wasn't speeding. I'm legit. Right? Alright. Yeah, right. Okay, mashallah. And that's it. Why you want to be afraid of the authority? Authority do their job. Right or wrong?
No, they don't. But you hang on.
Alright, so they're there. That's a job for them, okay? So you do what you're supposed to do, and that's it. And Allah will protect you, inshallah. That was just an example. It may not be the best example, especially in these times. Allahu a'lam. Okay, alhamdulillah, we're in Georgia. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and he was a young man. He said to him, Ihfadillaha yahfadka. Hey, young boys, you gotta pay attention now. All of you, pay attention in the class, okay? Look at the young boy here, mashallah, he's taking notes. What happened to your notebooks? No notes? Pay attention, inshallah, okay? Don't play in the class. Ibrahim, keep an eye on them, okay? Jazakallah. Two eyes. Alright? Aynan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised one of the youth among the Sahaba at that time, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum, he said to him, احفظِ الله يحفظك. Preserve what Allah has command you, and what is the result? Allah preserve you and protect you. The Shaykh said this means if you protect if you preserve the commands of Allah by acting upon them, okay, Allah will protect you in your health, in your body, in your wealth, You be protected in your wealth, in your life, in all of your affairs. You be protected in all of your affairs. So the Sheikh, he says, if Allah is protecting you, who you fear then? If you have Allah protection, why you fear? Who you fear other than Allah? Huh? He said, that's why this fear, those people who find this fear in these hearts, because of the weakness of their iman. They afraid of a human being, afraid of creatures, of people, because min du'fi al-iman, he says. So the people of knowledge, they mention this. Whenever someone stands in front of a human being, he's afraid and scared and he's going to pass out. It's because of the weakness of iman. Because now he's thinking, now he's going to do this to me. He's going to happen to me. Oh, nothing happened except by Allah's will and leave. If you're really from the muttaqun, Allah promised the muttaqun, he's going to make a way out for them. Those people, they're going to try, they look at you funny, they call you names, how are we going to do this, we're going to do this. And then they can never do anything. That's why the Shaykh, he says, those people who are afraid and they have that fear in their hearts from others, because of the weakness of their iman. He says, but if the iman is strong, no fear. If the taqwa of Allah is real, no fear. Inshallah, because you're doing what Allah commands you to do, you be put to test the trials, Allah put you out of that. والسبب الثالث نعم the third الصبر على عدوه والمراد بالعدو أي كان سواء كان حاسدا أو عائنا أو مصيبا له بسحر أو نحو ذلك الصبر he says subhanAllah this is amazing some of us we may like how come that this is one of the means he says to be patient as it related to your enemy, the person who, if you know that somebody, he's responsible of what you're going through, all the hardship, somebody who casts the magic on you, or the evil eye, or whatever the case, he says, you be patient. Don't talk to that person. Don't fight them. Don't anticipate in any engagement with this person. La yashku ila an-nas. Don't complain against this person. Don't tell the people, oh, he did this to me, oh, he did this. No. Don't even talk about that person. He says, forget about him. Continue to do what Allah created you to do. Worshiping Allah. And he said, whatever plots that person is doing, yes, it's causing you some pains, but actually is harming him. As the Shaykh mentioned, he says, the more that envier or that person who don't like you and hate you and wants bad for you, the more he transgresses against you, the worse it gets for him. Because he's harming only himself. All those arrows that he's throwing against you, they make a detour and go and hit him. You see? But when this happened, said, if you ignore these people, the people who harm you, if you ignore them, don't stop worshipping Allah like some people. He's coming to the masjid, he get a text message. Oh yeah, he said that. No, he's not coming for Asr now. He's looking for the man in some coffee. This is not right. Continue to do what you're doing, the Shaykh he says. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the man in the street, you ignore them. You don't even tell them, oh, why you did this? Why you said this? This is one of the strongest of the means, he says. Because that's going to go against him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fatir, he mentioned the ayah in Surah Fatir. The ayah 43 in the Surah Fatir. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بأهله ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله. But the evil plot encompasses only him who makes it. You see? The one who plots against you, you're upon taqwa of Allah, you're a good servant of Allah. The one who plots against you is going to turn against him. Aynam. And harm him. And whatever you're going through, alhamdulillah, you be patient. This is dunya. And you be patient upon that. He says, there is nothing better to face and to repel the harm of your enemy, the one who have hasad, jealousy, and then the evil eye talk bad about you, and this, then ignoring them. Leave them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the more you're going to go and talk to them, how much sometimes it happened? Maybe it happened to you, as it happened to me before. You try to go and talk to someone, what happened? Now he want to fight you. He only said something bad about you. When you go and say, "Akhi, you said, yeah, I said it. Who are you? Come over here, man, if you're a man." A'udhu billah. Muslims, you see? So who gave him the... That's not an opportunity. Who gave him the okay to even say more? Now he want to take it to another level. Who? You did. And I did. Because when you went and talked to him, come here, man. Certain people who are sick, a sick person with something that is an illness that is contagious, what do? You go and rub his hands and stay away from them until they cure. Make dua for them that Allah cure them. Okay? They already harmed you. They already harmed you with one way. Now you want to go and rustle them? Yeah. You leave them alone. And this is true. Because when you leave them alone, you don't say nothing. They burn with that, that evil that is in the inside of them. It stays in there. But if you go and wrestle with them and talk to them and you give them satisfaction, they get that stuff out. No, you leave it with them. You choose that, akhi. Hey, we Muslims, alhamdulillah. We want to stay upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No.
You just used the word, I think,
hasad? Hasad, yes. To be jealous. Some people, they see, for example, some brother, mashallah, Allah gave them strength, good body, alhamdulillah. And because, it's not because whether they black or they white, they worked hard, akhi. They eat good food and they mindful, they exercise. Huh? Instead of a person say, mashallah, my brother, mashallah, is taken. He go to him, akhi. May Allah protect you from the evil eye and from the hasad and this. What do you do, akhi, mashallah? I exercise, I do this, this is what I eat, I stay away from these things, I don't stay from these things, and I do these things, you know?
Dua.
I make dua, that Allah ahsant, okay? And this is from Allah, akhi, you know? No, some people, they just like, oh, look at him. He want to show off. And they hasad. He want to show off. He thinks like, Look, he's wearing this tight t-shirt to show his muscles. The man is not even doing none of this. And this is evil. To think bad about the people. And you see? But when you hear now, if you hear people are like that and they saying bad things about you, the sheikh, he says, look, the best thing is to ignore them. Look at the ignorant. The ignorant, what do you do with him? Ignore him. It's easy. Ignore the ignorant. Aina. But if you go and talk to them, what's going to happen? Oh, you're going to hear from them more than that just nasty text message. I know. So you trust Allah, he says, and you will show patience and endurance. Says, whatever harm you may encounter from them, remember, al-aqiba lil-muttaqi. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, he went through this. People try to plot against him for a long time. But the aqibah for the muttaqun, the aqibah for the pious, the righteous servants of Allah. May Allah make us from the people of taqwa. Ameen. So once again, it's not, like I said, it may not be easy for people to understand this point. Like, come on, man, somebody's talking bad about me and I just let him ride like that? I gotta do something. Yes, do something. What is it? Stay away from him. Don't talk to them. Let them alone. That's it. You know somebody is being nasty to you, say bad things about you, backbiting you. Especially if that person known to be, doesn't listen, doesn't take the advice. You see? So why you want to go and talk to them? Just to give them more reasons to call you and put more fuel to the fire? Jazakallah khair. The fire is there, it's only in one corner. Let it, he's going to die. Okay, don't put more things to make the... Don't feed the fire, like they say. Huh? You see? No, just let it there. He's going to die. But if you go to him, hey, did you say that? Yeah, I said it. Who are you? He said, oh, no, no. But if you ignore him... Because some people, yes, they like this, Ikhwan. And may Allah protect us from being like this. And may Allah protect us from this evil too. They just don't like you. If somebody don't like you, he make it his business. That's it. They just want to destroy you. But when you pass by them and don't say nothing, it's even worse for them when you smile and say, Salaamu Alaikum, how are you doing today? MashaAllah, Iyakallah. I will give him asr time. You see? They plan to fight you, but then you don't give them no satisfaction. Because they're waiting for you to initiate it. That's when some people say, hey, what are you doing? Didn't you see me come to me first? But if you don't come to him, he cannot pull that out. You keep going. Now he's like, okay, I get him by Maghrib. By Maghrib you come and kill him with another smile. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing? See? It increases right or wrong. He's not going to go to sleep, that person, because of the evil. Instead of say, SubhanAllah, this brother, what's special about him? Knowledge. There ain't nothing special. It's not the color. It's not where you grow up. It's knowledge. It's knowledge. And you go to sleep, alhamdulillah, but he's the whole night. I'm going to get him. Say, tomorrow I'm going to get him. But tomorrow you come, same thing. You pass by him, salamu alaikum, nothing. Because that person is just waiting for you to say, Akhi, did you say something about me? That's all he wants. Now you're not even, like you're acting like you don't even know. And let's keep them right. For real, he don't know. Yeah, he must not know that. You see? And you make dua for them. They are lucky, because that's a disease. There's an illness to have envy and hasad for your brothers. Why, akhi? If you see someone, Allah give them some good things, ask Allah. Allah who gives. Ask Allah to give you the same thing. Why have hasad and resort to hasad and thinking bad about your brother? But shaitan, like I told you, shaitan is not going to be happy when he see two people are doing good, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to stop here. We continue next time. Not this coming Saturday, because I'm going to be traveling, inshallah. There's a seminar in Philadelphia, Masjid Sunan Nabawiyah. Inshallah, but the Saturday after that, inshallah ta'ala. At this moment, until we're waiting for the Iqamah, we can review what we went through tonight. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.